The Sefer names through Parsha Framshir for Parsha's Chayisara. We'll be looking at the Sefer Ma'at Mayim by Rav Avraham ben Nachman HaKohen. So obviously the phrase Ma'at Mayim comes up several times throughout the encounter between Eliezer and Rivka, and giving a little bit of water to Eliezer and to the camels to drink. So who was Rav Avraham ben Nachman HaKohen? So he was born in 1780 in Thessaloniki, Greece. He served as a dayan in that city. In 1840, he founded the yeshivat Beit Avraham Lachaim, which the yeshiva was actually around until the destruction of that city in Greece, that Jewish community in Greece, in World War II. Now, Jews had already come to that city in Greece after the Spanish expulsion in 1492. Mostly Sephardic Jews were there, but it was a flourishing center of Jewish life, a frum Jewish life for hundreds of years. He wrote many Sfarim. His first Sefer in 1844 was called Sefer Beit Avraham Lachaim, which included Tfilos for Cholim. He had Shas and Tshuvos Ma'at Mayim, which is the Sefer we're discussing. He had a Sefer Taras HaMayim, which were his Chidushim, Shiyuri Mayim, Yukachna on Shulchan Aruch, Sefer Tachas Ha'et, which were Drashos, and finally his Sefer Sa'adu Libchem, which were his Chidushim on Shas. He's often quoted by the Sefer Stechemed, by Rav Chaim Chizkiya Medini, and many other Achronim quote him. In fact, Rav Ovadia Yosef wrote Ha'aros and a Psicha, an introduction to the Sefer Shiurei Tahara, and calls Rav Avraham ben Nachman HaKohen a Sinai, an Oker Harim, a Dover Tzedek, a Magid Meisharim, all the appellations the Rav Ovadia encourages everyone to learn his Torah and read his Svarim. Rav Avraham had Arichas Yamim, and he passed away in 1885 at the age of 105. We'll just learn one limud from the Sefer Ma'at Mayim, and the shiloh was about hafacha b'tfilin, about flatulation in tefillin. As we'll see, there is an isser for one to flatulate while he's wearing tefillin, and the shiloh was, does that isser apply when one is holding his tefillin, even though he's not wearing it? So how does this start? The sugya starts in Brachos, in Daf Mem Gimel Mod Aleph, where the Gemara asks if you're allowed to bring tefillin into the bathroom while you're wearing them to use the restroom to urinate. Ravina says yes, Rav Ada Bar Masna says no, Rava says no, and what's the reason why not? So the Gemara says, Shema Yifna Bahen, and some say Shema Yafiach Bahen. Then perhaps you'll flatulate in them when you're in the bathroom. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Memtes Amar Aleph on Kuf Lamed Amar Aleph quotes Rav Yanai, who says that tefillin require a guf noki, like Elisha bal knafayim. You have to have a clean body. Abaye said a guf noki means you can't be yafiach in them. You can't flatulate in them. And Rava says you can't sleep in your tefillin. Why not? Rashi says, because if you sleep in them, it may lead to flatulation. Not that there's anything inherently wrong with sleeping in tefillin, it's just what it will lead to. So you really see that everyone agrees. There's an isser of hafacha by tefillin. And Tosos over there in Shabbos even says that one who is careful not to be afiach in tefillin, while it's on his head, it is a zechus gedola. As we see, Elisha bal Knafayim had a miracle happen to him in the Zechus that he kept a guf noki while he was wearing tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Laman Zay and Siv Beis paskins that tefillin need a guf noki, and that one cannot be yafiach in his tefillin because people can't be so careful about it. Now that's really why nowadays we don't wear our tefillin all day, because we can't really control our bodily functions the entire day to make sure that we have a clean body. We're not doing these type of things, and that's why we only wear our tefillin for a short amount of time. So what happens if I'm holding my tefillin? So the Beis Yosef brings from the Rambam that if a person wraps his tefillin on his hand, he can sleep with his tefillin. Oh, what happened to Shema Yafiach Bahen? It seems that the Isser of Hafacha B'Tefillin is only when the tefillin is on one's head, not on the hand. There was a similar shailah from the Shtal Tshuvas Torah Lishma in Siman Nun Gimel, where he was asked that a person got an aliyah and he was holding on to the Atzei Chaim of the Sefer Torah, and right at that moment, he had to flatulate. He had to do hafacha. He wanted to know, is he allowed to do that while he's holding on to the Atzei Chaim of the Sefer Torah? So the Torah Lishma writes, it's usur. And he analogizes it to tefillin. He says, achiza Sefer Torah, grabbing onto the Atzei Chaim, is just like wearing tefillin. Why? Because the derech of tefillin is to wear them, so you can't be afiach in them. The derech of getting an aliyah is to hold on to the Atzei Chaim. Oh, So the implication seems to be that if one were only holding tefillin, that's not the derech of doing the mitzvah. Maybe that's not considered be'is the mitzvah, and you could be yafiach while you're holding your tefillin. Rav Sternbach and Shulchan Hagos, Chilik Aleph, Simen Nun, has a suffix about this. He also says, like the Torah Lishma, maybe it should be mutter, because while you're holding them, it's not during the mitzvah. In the Sefer Ma'at Mayim, in the back of the Shalosh Shuos Ma'at Mayim, he has a section called Sheiros HaPleita. So over there, in Orach Chaim, Simen Chav Beis, he has this Shaila. And he brings that the Gemara Menachos, Andaf Lamed Vavim Beis, says that we learn from the tefillin, from the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, that you can't have a Hesach Hadas. We analogize tefillin to the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. And just like the tzitz, when it's on your head, you can't have a Hesach Hadas, because the Pasuk says, V'haya al metzcho tamid. So therefore, the same should be true by tefillin. And therefore, what's Rav Avram's diuk? His diuk is, just like by the tzitz, the Isser of Hesach Hadas was only while the tzitz was on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, so too by tefillin, the only Isser of Hesach Hadas is while you're wearing it on your head. But if it's not, there's no issue. So, I saw in Yalkut Yosef, he asks on this logic of Rav Avram ben Nachman, and he says, Hafacha by tefillin is not Usser because of Hesach Hadas. It's usher because of bizayon and tefillin. Why is there a problem to flatulate in tefillin? It's not because the flatulation will cause me to lose focus. It's because it's not appropriate to do while I'm wearing something of kedusha. So what was Rav Avram ben Nachman's limud from the tzitz? That was by Hesach Hadas. But the shayla was about hafacha, which has to do with bizayon and tefillin. Also, says Yalkut Yosef, Rav Avram ben Nachman HaKohen seemingly forgot the machlokes beis Yosef in the Bach, in Orach Chaim, at the end of Simen Mem Beis. The Beis Yosef over there writes, and he paskins, that even when you're holding tefillin, you can't have Hesach Hadas. So even if Rav Avram ben Nachman's correct that the issue of hafacha is Hesach Hadas, this has already been spoken about. And the Beis Yosef writes that even when one is holding his tefillin, he shouldn't be involved in other things. He shouldn't have Hesach Hadas. But the Bach says it's mutter because he's like the tzitz. By the Kohen Gadol, only when it's al mitzcho tamid, only when it's on your forehead. So the Sri Deish in the Tshuva, Chilik Beis Simen Beis, says that nowadays it could be that the kisui of the tefillin, the fact that we have batim, we have coverings that we put our tefillin in, once the tefillin is in the covering, in the batim, now perhaps he wants to say this whole machlokas is moot, and really you could do hafacha, you could flatulate while you're holding your tefillin, not when you're wearing them, but when you're holding them, because it's not a bizayon to the tefillin anymore, because the batim cover up the shin of the tefillin, which is where the kedusha emanates from, and the parchment, etc. So therefore, it really covers up the bizayon tefillin. And what about the other shemos of the tefillin? Well, the parshios are in the tefillin, and covered by the leather. So the Sri Deish wants to say that nowadays it might depend. If you're holding your tefillin, but you haven't put it in the box yet, then he says, Lechora, one should be machmir, and one should not do hafacha, and should treat it like he's wearing tefillin. But once one has put it in the batim, he's put it in the cover, then he says you could be mekil, because it's not a Hesach Hadas issue, and it's not a bizayon tefillin issue either. That's a little bit about Rav Avram ben Nachman HaKohen and his sefer Ma'at Mayim.